Namaste. Welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation. And I am Sunil Rao here. Hope all of you are keeping good health and are safe. And I hope and wish that you remain healthy and safe. Last week, I drew your attention to teaching stories, what they are and what is their utility, is what we touched upon. This week, let me bring to your attention a teaching story, which is extracted from an interesting and thought-provoking work by Idris Shah. The Idris Shah Anthology. The High Cost of Learning is the title of the story. There was once a sage who set up business in the marketplace as a seller of knowledge. One of his customers was a young man, newly married, who wanted to test out this strange form of commerce. "How much is your knowledge if I buy it piece by piece?" he asked the wise man. "It can cost as much or as little as you can offer, but the advice will be proportionate to the price in its usefulness," was the answer. "Very well," said the young man, "I'll try a piece for 1 copper coin. "The advice is," replied the sage, "don't eat more than you have to and get exercise or you'll get fat." "Nothing cheap without reason," thought the customer to himself. Aloud, he said, "What can I have for 5 pieces of copper? "For 5, I can tell you that if you neglect your duty, you may lose 18 years of your life." "I shall certainly try not to have that happen to me. But what will you tell me for 1 silver piece? "For that I can tell you that if you attempt to act without a proper basis and lack of understanding, you will ruin your life." Partly out of politeness to the older man, whom he now thought of as perhaps a little mad or perhaps just a minor swindler, the youth thanked him and said to himself, "Perhaps what I have learnt today is to follow my own good sense and not to try to buy advice when I should gain wisdom by experience." He put the whole matter out of his mind. Not long afterwards, the young man was walking along a street when he saw a beggar who said to him, "It is your duty to give alms, and I call upon you in the name of that duty, so that good shall befall you and so that evil shall be averted." Instead of giving the man anything, he started to walk faster, muttering, "May God give you something." It so happened that this increasing his speed brought him face to face with a military patrol, whose task it was to capture strong young men for the army, for the king of his country was waging a war. He was seized and spent the next 18 years in fighting and captivity. This gave him a great deal of time to think, and the words about the 18 years which would be taken from his life if he failed his duty now bore strongly upon his mind. Finally, he was ransomed and found himself back in his native town, looking for the house where he had left his wife such a long time before. No sooner had he approached the building than he saw a woman, whom he recognized as his wife, going through the front door with a young man holding him by the hand. The blood rushed to his head. and he put his hand to his sword, thinking, I might as well die for murder, but I cannot stand the sight of this infidelity. Then he remembered the words of the sage, if you attempt to act without proper basis and lack of understanding, you will ruin your life. At that moment, he could not see that there was any lack of understanding or that there was no proper basis for killing the miscreants. But somehow he restrained himself, just in case there was some better course of action. All that day, he walked about, tortured by the thought that his wife had played him false, or at least had given him up for dead and taken a new husband or a lover. When evening fell, he went back to the house and lurked by the lighted window, almost resolved to commit the double murder. Inside the room, he could see the couple sitting together on a sofa. Then he heard the words of his wife. I am told that another ship has arrived in port from foreign parts. Tomorrow morning, you should go, my son, and inquire from the sailors, as we have done for almost 20 years, if there is any news of your father. Thus it was that 5 pieces of copper were shown to the price of 18 years of suffering, while 1 silver piece was the value of 3 lives. Although without an understanding of how life works, nobody would have suspected it. Here ends the tale. This anthology, that is the Idrisha anthology, is intended to provide a basic sample of his, Idrisha's work, an essential reader, to allow people to do exactly what he would have wished them to do, to think for themselves and to make up their own minds. I hope and I'm sure you will enjoy reading it. So you can buy your copy from any of the bookstores near you or via any online portal selling books, or if you can see the link below by clicking on the following link. And once again, as I conclude today's episode, let us remember our life experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is important, and most of the times we are so indifferent to it. It is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. We feed the hunger blindly. Once the mechanism is brought to our attention and we begin to study it, it is as if a veil has been stripped off ordinary life and we become freer in our action and choices. Thank you very much to all the listeners who take time out and listen and are listening to the current episode of the podcast. If you are listening to it regularly and have still not subscribed, I suggest that you subscribe to it, and you can click on the bell icon to get yourselves notified on every new episode that is uploaded almost every week. Do leave your reviews. I would appreciate that. Until the next time, you all have a good day. Thank you very much. Namaste.